Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. I'm not sure if you're hearing the music there, but anyways, we'll see about that later on. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. Today I have a very, very awesome guest. She goes by the name Cristina Anapau. Cristina, I hope I am pronouncing that correctly for you. She is a Hawaiian actress. The fact that she's a Hawaiian actress doesn't mean that she's just an actress, like, in Hawaii acting. It means that she was born, you know, that is her home, you know, where she was once grew up, and where I'm sure people love her. And Cristina has taken her talents way beyond Hawaii. Currently living in Los Angeles, but I've been kind of following her social networks, and I know that she's overseas once in a while. So without further ado, we're going to be talking to Cristina about her latest projects and whatnot. Hello, Cristina. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hey, Sasha. How are you? I'm good.
Good. Thank you very much for your time. So as I mentioned, Cristina, you're from Hawaii. How was it growing up in Hawaii?
It's a beautiful place to grow up. There's a lot of wonderful activities to partake in, of course, you know, utilizing the environment. And I was lucky enough to have some really great opportunities in the performing arts and whatnot, and in the arts in general, growing up there as well. My parents traveled with me a lot also. So it was a great childhood.
And, you know, living in Los Angeles now, has, you know, from being raised in the tropics to Los Angeles, which is kind of deserty. How was that climate change for you?
You know, I was 16 when I made the move out here, so I don't really remember that clearly. I think I was just so happy and excited to be here. Even though Hawaii was a great place to grow up, by the time I was a teenager, I was definitely ready to get off the rock and get
to move
the city
on.
And yeah, so I was just so excited to be in Los Angeles that I didn't notice any climate change. didn't have any ailments, or, you know, sure, I just like use more moisturizer or something.
I'm sure that was the least of your worries, of course. So let's go ahead and talk about why, I mean, Los Angeles to begin with. You've done quite a lot, especially in TV. You have some big names under your belt, young ladies. You know, one of them being also a new film that's coming out called The Outrageous. Tell us about this role of yours, because it seems to be something quite different of compared to things you've done in the past. You know, how is it being the lead in this film and I guess just making it your own?
Okay. Well, it's actually called Altergeist. Like, Alter is oldest in German and Geist is ghost. It's the oldest ghost. And it was a wonderful experience. It's about, I play a character named Teresa, and she's a director, producer, and she takes her team of filmmakers and ghost hunters up to this haunted winery to see what they can find in Northern California. And they definitely discover what they came for and a whole lot more. So it's very, very scary and exciting, entertaining. And I do think the one thing that sets it apart, by genre, I mean, horror, paranormal, that type of film, is that most of those films, you know, they focus a lot on being scary and entertaining, of course, but they kind of leave out character development and they don't care too much about cinematography always. And this film just does the extreme opposite. It's so entertaining and so scary, and then at the same time has really well-developed characters and beautiful cinematography. So it's sort of everything in one for people, and I think audiences are really going to love those elements as well and appreciate the additional depth. And they're really going to like the film a lot.
Well, I actually appreciate you like pointing out those technical details in filmmaking. And yes, you're right. You know, I'm not a very big fan of what it is, the horror genre, because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's some of it or most of it is just rotating around the fact that, you know, we got to scare the audience and the people have to, you know, the actors have to seem scared. You know, there's not much development in the actual story for us to understand why that person's being scared in the first place. So,
right.
You know, so that's true about that. Where was this film shot? Was it in Los Angeles? Was it overseas?
We filmed it on location up in Sonoma,
mm-hmm.
in Northern
okay.
California, so not too far away. It was shot at Corbell Winery, which it's based on true events that actually happened at Corbell. So
okay.
It was pretty amazing to be filming there. We filmed nights mainly for about a month. So it was, I wouldn't say it was really scary in real life, but it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was just, the energy was really cool. And to actually be at the location where a lot of these hauntings happened was amazing.
And, you know, and to get into a character like that, like you mentioned, it's you know, it's based on true events. You know, how did you go about actually researching? Because I'm sure that besides just reading the script, you know, as an actor, you want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go about, you know, actually getting into that character and really feeling, you know, that that's really what you're going through, you know?
Well, the writer-director, Teddy Sarafian, whose work I was familiar with before and who I really admired, the way he writes female characters, and I loved how he created Teresa. He wrote Terminator 3 and Tank Girl, and if you think about those films, you can sort of think about that the female characters were very dimensional and very well-developed and strong and, you know, had a lot more facets than the average female character, I think. I think he does a really good job with that. And
mm-hmm.
and Altergeist is no different. So, you know, he and I talked a lot about Teresa and with the whole cast too. We really worked on where our characters were before and, you know, where they were now, and it was a wonderful process. It was really fun to work with Teddy and fun to bring Teresa to life. And then beyond that, as far as just being up there on set, you know, the security guards had stories. One of the producers, who was also our cinematographer, grew up in the area, and, you know, he had personal experiences as well. So there was no shortage of really cool firsthand experiences. And then just being at the location, you know, myself and experiencing some of those things, just the feeling of that, it made it really easy to slip right into the character.
Okay, well, yeah. I would imagine, I could only imagine being inside a haunted winery. I'd be freaked out. You know, I wouldn't even have to act much. Christina, so the trailer to this movie is available on YouTube. When is the release for everyone's viewing pleasure?
October 15th, it'll be out.
Okay, perfect. And is it in select theaters, or do you have an idea of where the... Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what cities it's going to be in first, but it'll be in theaters.
Okay, perfect. That is awesome. Congratulations. So,
yeah, thank you.
so moving on from that, you are known for quite an interesting role in True Blood. In the fourth and fifth season, how was that experience for you? Because True Blood, I feel like it's kind of the hype for the show has kind of died off now, but it was very, very hype. I mean, it was True Blood everything. And
right.
I really don't really have the time to really catch on to the series because it's very time-consuming, you know. I was into several episodes here and there, and I kind of got the essence of the story. And it was a big show. How was it, you know, how was your experience being a part of that cast?
It was a wonderful experience. The True Blood cast and crew is it's very familial, and you just feel so at home, and it's a wonderful family to be a part of, and an incredibly iconic show to be a part of. So I was just happy and honored to be able to take part in it. And, you know, my most of my work on the show is when Alan Ball was still the showrunner. Obviously, it was his creation in the first place, and he's stayed on in some capacity since, but you know, he stepped down as showrunner after season 5, and I felt so lucky to be able to get to work with him the way I got to. In fact, he wrote and, you know, was on set for my final episode, and it was so wonderful. It was a great experience. I'll never forget it.
Okay, and you know, I guess this kind of shows, it's starting to show a trend on you that, you know, you can play several characters, which is good, obviously. And this is probably way different of the movie that we were just talking about. How was your character in True Blood, and how did you go about portraying her? Was there any point in that period, you know, where you were playing Maurella that you kind of just felt yourself being her on your day-to-day basis, even when you weren't on set?
Well, luckily for everyone around me, I never had that sort of identity crisis in my real life. That would have been really funny, though. It was wonderful, you know, bringing Maurella to life. Chris Bauer, who plays Andy Belfour on the show, he helped me a lot. Most of my scenes were with him, and my very first scene was with him when we met in the forest that time. And he told me sort of how the writers create what they do it on the show, and that it's a very Darwinian process and how they write for each character. And that what I mean by that is what you do as an actor on set one day determines how they're going to write about you the next day. So it just sort of builds on itself. And so we talked a lot about Maurella and sort of making her more of like a creature. And then I did a lot of things that sort of demonstrated that in that first scene, like, you know, mm-hmm. kissing him with my eyes open. It's like kind of creepy, just subtle creepy things. And the writers loved it, and they ran with it. And I feel like, you know, she and I are very similar in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously, she's a pretty fantastical character and can read people's minds and shoot balls of light out of her hand. But, you know, maybe we all can do those things. We just haven't developed it.
But it was fun. It was fun nonetheless. And
it was wonderful, yeah.
Now, to mention one of your other big titles, Black Swan, magnificent film. I mean, just when I first had seen, like, the headline Black Swan and then Natalie Portman, and I was, oh, my God, you know, and then I seen the trailer, and, you know, it was a process of excitement for this film. And then when you finally see it in theaters and then her winning the Oscar, you know, this is a great picture. And to mm-hmm. For you being a part of this is a great achievement, of course. Tell us of your role in this film and, I mean, and just how excited you were to be part of this cast and crew.
Oh, I was so incredibly excited. And it was a sort of a drawn-out audition process. The mm-hmm. actual auditioning was pretty quick. It was like 2 days back-to-back. And then there was a lot of waiting. I had to put myself on tape, dancing, and I ended up kind of jumping back into dancing on point way too passionately, I guess. And I bruised one of my toenails really badly and had to have it removed. And it was a whole long process. But and then I was waiting to hear, and I just kept going to dance class every day because I thought, you know, if I hadn't really been in the dance studio every single day for, you know, at least eight years or so. So I thought, well, worst case, if I don't get it, and I'll be in really great shape. If I do get it, you know, then I won't be too stressed out. I'll know that I've prepared as much as I can before the actual training starts in pre-production. So I got it, obviously, and I was very happy that I'd been in class every day, and it was worth all the pain of losing my toenail. And I saved the toenail that they removed and gave it to Darren Aronofsky as a wrap present. So I think he enjoyed that with a card. You know, I told him the whole story because he didn't know. that this had happened in the audition process, and I,
yeah.
you know, explained everything, because it was five months later, so, you know, I explained the whole situation, and I think he'll remember that forever.
That is a very clever thing to do. I don't know if I would have brought myself to do that, but that's very funny.
You know, like you mentioned, this is a great picture. And being, I guess, so you were obviously a ballerina in the film. You know, every day going, you know, on for rehearsals and whatnot. How was it working around the atmosphere of a person such as Natalie Portman?
Oh, she's super nice, and she's, you know, really, really hard worker, and the whole set and everyone on it was so inspiring. You know, Darren just really sort of, he enforces sort of a very hardworking atmosphere, and he brings, even if, you know, Black Swan, it wasn't a massive budget, but it was a pretty big budget, and
mm-hmm.
even though it was, he still brings this sort of, like, independent film spirit to everything he does, and this almost, like, life during wartime, like, everyone has to be so focused, and so that was really inspiring, and, you know, Natalie is very good at doing that also, and it was wonderful. It was a lot of hard work. It was, you know, the dead of winter in New York, and
mm-hmm.
We were all really skinny, and, you know, just really... difficult surviving on hard-boiled eggs and, you know, smoked salmon and shivering. but it definitely was worth it in the end because it was a beautiful film. It did so well, and Natalie won the Oscar. And, you know, it was such an honor to be a part of it.
Okay, perfect. So, Christina, we've kind of spoken about what these last minutes, you know, pretty much what you've your process and the big names that you're known for right now. So let's talk about more independent. Are you working on anything right now that you'd like to mention?
There's a few films that are finished. They're going to be coming out that I will mention. One, I can't wait to see. I haven't seen any rough cut of it yet, but I know they're almost done with it. It's called Miss India America, and it's a comedy, and it's going to be great. It's the directorial debut by Ravi Kapoor. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a really great actor. So that was wonderful to work with him and to be a part of that film. Another film called Near Miss, the Oscar Night Story, which is sort of an unconventional documentary-style film where I play myself, but it's like a heightened version. And it's written mm-hmm. by this playwright out of Chicago who's, I think, very witty and very clever writer. So I feel like that's going to be a really interesting piece, and I can't wait for everyone to see that. And then there's another film called Four, like the number four, that was mm-hmm. going to be finished shortly and set in Paris in the 1920s. And I haven't seen the cut yet. I've seen some stills from it, and I know they're finishing the score in Budapest, like the Budapest Orchestra. So I think it's going to be very, very spectacular and beautiful, and I can't wait to see that. And then beyond that, I'm starting another film in October called Juliana, and it actually is going to be shot in Hawaii, which is fun to be able to go back home on the island of Maui, and it takes place in the 70s, so that will be pretty cool also.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So from Paris, 1990s, to Hawaii in the 70s, very...
I know. And then
many
all that...
Many you can do. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Amidst all that,
it's, you know, this whole last year I've been revving up to launch this company. And so that's sort of everything that I take on now, I have to consider, you know, my time and juggling. We're launching next month, and the company is called Color It New. It's a very, very cool fashion product that I can't wait to share with the world. We're not releasing what it is until right before the launch, but it's a... I can definitely tell you that it's a fashion product for both men and women, not just women, and it's something mm-hmm. that is definitely going to change people's closets forever. So I'm really excited to get it out there in the world.
Well, that's actually where I was heading after we spoke about your acting talent was your fashion talent, Color It New. So it hasn't launched yet. I have already signed up, just so you know. Because I'm very curious myself. I was like, oh, okay. I'll put in my email. Okay. So what you guys have to do pretty much is go to coloritnews.com, plug in your name and email, I believe, and submit, ready to launch. How would that work? Once it's launched, we'll receive an email or?
Yeah, you'll get an email and basically just be the first to know that it's launched. So that's
mm-hmm.
the quickest way to be the first to know, basically. And then also you can follow Color It New on Facebook. It's just Color It New on everything. It's very easy. Color It New on Facebook, at Color It New on Twitter, Color It New on Instagram. And we'll have things leading up to the launch that are more and more. We'll reveal more and more as we get closer to the launch. So there's some pretty fun stuff in store on the social media sites too.
I'm very curious, Christina. There's not even a little sneak peek or snippet of what this fashion revolution might be.
Well, I think people, if they look at the social media sites, they can start putting some things together and trying to, you know, figuring out what it might be. But we're not really releasing anything until about 2 weeks before the actual launch. So a couple more weeks,
okay.
It'll be out there.
Okay, perfect. So September 1st, correct?
Yeah, in September. I'm not sure exactly when
Okay.
Because it's the first, it's our first manufacturing run. There's, you know, so
mm-hmm.
much is contingent on this manufacturing in general. So the timeline as of now looks like, I mean, I'm going for the first. I would love it to be the first, but, you know, I don't care if it's the first or the 13th. It's going to be in September very soon.
As long as it falls in September 2014. Perfect. So, Christina, we're reaching the end of our interview here, but if you could please mention where people can follow you on your social media sites, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just Christina Onapau on Facebook and at Christina Onapau on Twitter. Instagram's the only one where there was a copycat, and I had to do at Christina _Onapau. So _Onapau is the real Christina Onapau Instagram.
Oh, perfect. Doesn't it feel great to have copycats, though?
You know you've really made it when you've got someone, like, doing a fake Instagram account. I don't know who has the time for that, but somebody is getting a kick out of it, so.
Oh, and yeah, and they post legit pictures. Like, whoever goes through the thing might be like, oh, look, yeah, it's like her. In her backyard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're not that good yet, but I mean, this one has like more press pictures. I would definitely, if it wasn't me and I was looking and trying to figure out, I would definitely know that wasn't the real person, but
uh-huh.
they could be more clever. I'm sure you can find sort of like behind the scenes things with me online and post those instead. They're not
yeah.
even a very, you know, accomplished copycat. I shouldn't say that. They're probably listening and they're going to like post some horrible things now. To get back at me for insulting their homage.
No pressure, though. No pressure. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Christina Onapau. And do you have a website? You just like your own personal website, or is it
not,
your?
Not mine. Just Color It New. That's all. It's the only site you need to go to. ColorItNew.com.
Oh. Okay, so Color It New, ladies and gentlemen, and if you'd like to follow her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, she's already said it. If not, I guess just look her up or Google her. I'm sure she'll pop up. Christina, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we go here?
No, I think that's it. I'm so happy to have been on your show today.
Yeah, and you think we've covered pretty much around your career?
Yeah,
somewhat.
It was good. It was very, very thorough.
Perfect, perfect. Christina, once again, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. You know, I wish you continued luck and success in these projects and Color It New, of course. I'm very intrigued.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Sasha. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
So there you have it, Christina Onapau. Make sure to follow her on Twitter, Christina Onapau. Facebook, same name, and Instagram, same name, just Christina _Onapau. And there you have it. Make sure to keep up with us through thesashamarinashow.com. Download our app at Google Play and BlackBerry World if you have a BlackBerry. That's about it. And you can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, of course. and Instagram, Sasha Marino. Like our Facebook page. We just reached our first 500 likes. If you guys can, like, pump up the step, though, with liking that page, I truly appreciate it. Thank you very much. And that'll be all. Thank you. Bye.